Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So we're talking about the consumer protection or that we enjoy here in South Africa. We've got a lot to be proud of as far as consumer protection in South Africa is concerned, right?
Yes, undoubtedly we do. The Consumer Protection Act, which has been with us for almost 8 years now, makes us among the most protected consumers in the world, in theory. But rights are worthless, and protections are worthless if there are no consequences when service providers deny us those rights. Okay. So ask any parent of a teenager, you can say, disobey the rules of this house, and we're going to take the smartphone away for a week. If that never happens, if the consequence never happens, you're going to get more of the same, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, in this country, even before you get to, recourse and justice, for many people, even just making contact with a company in order to raise a dispute about being overcharged or whatever, it's prohibitive because, you know, the cost of airtime and data for many people is just, it's huge.
It's
and the investment and time it requires, anyone who's ever taken up a fight with a company, it takes a lot of time, a lot of airtime. And many people just think, you know what, I'm just not going to bother with this. So every day I hear from consumers who've been given a raw deal by companies who clearly aren't interested at all in doing the legal, moral, or ethical thing. So they've bought dud cars, they've had their possessions damaged by a removals company that's just then said, sorry for you, you should have insurance. They've been denied a refund that they're entitled to when they've wanted to return goods that they've bought online, all sorts of things. And for me, the really worrying part is that many of the transgressing companies are actually major nationals who really should know better 8 years down the line. And we've featured many of them on the show over the years. So here's Trevor Hutting, who was actually in KZN this week for this whole lead up to World Consumer Rights Day, rather, tomorrow. He's the spokesman for the National Consumer Commission, and he just shared some thoughts with me in a voice note. Take a listen.
Hey, Wendy. It's quite alarming and disheartening to hear that a major company, an established brand, would blatantly deny consumers their basic consumer rights. From a regulatory point of view, one can still have some leniency and or understanding with a small corner shop, but with an established brand, you know, it baffles me how an established brand could deny consumers their basic consumer rights.
Quite right. Trevor's hit the nail on the head there. Wendy, what can consumers do to get justice, apart from embark on an extremely costly and extremely time-consuming litigation?
Yeah, that can take years. And as you said, be very, very expensive, cost you more than the money you wanted to get back. So there are a few things people can do. You can complain to the ombudsman of that particular industry, be it motoring, banking, insurance, or consumer goods and services. You can lodge a complaint with your provincial consumer affairs office. We have one in KZN. You can open a case with a small claims court. The maximum amount has just been put up to from 15,000 to 20,000. So as long as you're looking for no more than 20,000, that's a viable option. You can email a consumer journalist like someone you may know, Darren. And you could also vent on social media. We're going to get to that. Of all of those things, all of them are free except for the small claims court, where you pay the cost of a summons, which is really nominal. So there is all of that. But okay, so if the banking or insurance ombuds, one of those offices, long-term insurance, short-term insurance, if they rule in your favor, those companies, as insurance companies and banks, will almost certainly heed the ruling. There's a high level of compliance there. But with the others, not necessarily. In fact, in many cases, I've seen the correspondence, the offending companies don't even bother to respond to the ombuds emails, and that's the end of that. It's file closed. What can they do? So the most shocking case for me, Darren, was a couple of years ago. A Cape Town woman bought a real dud of a Passat from a small independent motor dealer. It cost her 61,000 rand, and it broke down within a week. It's not an unusual scenario. The owner of the company refused to repair it at his cost, as he's required to, was required to do by the CPA, which says that if something malfunctions within 6 months of purchase, the company has to take responsibility, unless, of course, the consumer caused the problem, right? So the woman then went through the entire chain of consumer protection in this country. She started at a provincial consumer affairs office, was then referred to the motor industry ombud. That office ruled in her favor and said the dealer must pay for the repair. He didn't. So the ombud referred the case to the National Consumer Commission, which put it forward to the Consumer Tribunal, the ultimate consumer protection body. As a test case, that was in September 2017, and the tribunal found that the dealership was guilty of prohibited conduct and ordered the owner to not only refund the woman her 61,000, but to pay a further 100,000 rand to the National Revenue Fund within 30 business days.
Oh.
It was hailed as a major new consumer protection decision, a test case, and a strong warning to motor dealers who are doing business as if the Consumer Protection Act doesn't apply to them, and there are many of them, sadly. But the dealership didn't pay either amount, not a cent. He closed the dealership, and last I heard, he was selling cars off his Facebook page. It's a criminal offence to fail to abide by an order of the National Consumer Tribunal. But a year and a half later, nothing's happened. The woman hasn't seen a cent of his 61,000 rand.
Oh, that started off as a really good news story, and it just got depressing quick.
Disheartening. Yeah, exactly. So the good news is, though, because we've got to end on good news on World Consumer Rights Day, is that we consumers do have power, and quite a lot of it. We just need to learn how to use it properly.
Okay.
And I'll tell you how to do that in a bit.
Okay, more with Wendy Nola when we come back.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
I'm depressed now, Wendy Nola.
No, you don't have to be too depressed, because we have the power. Uh-huh. As consumers.
But, if the companies don't give a damn about the consumer protection laws, all the rulings by ombuds, what's the point of having the laws in the first place?
Okay, well, that's some companies. Some do. But yes, a lot of them don't. So enforcement is a problem, a big problem, and it's not unique to South Africa. So we have to do it for ourselves, like this. So just quickly, know your rights, read up. Google, read the Consumer Watch blogs, know what the laws actually say and how they can protect you. That way you'll know, for example, that if you buy something online and when it arrives it's not what you're expecting, it doesn't have to be anything wrong with it, you have 7 days to return it at your cost, admittedly, for a full refund. Don't let any company tell you otherwise, and they will, even big brands. Do your research. Before choosing to do business with a company, do the Google thing. Find out what experiences others have had with them, and pay very particular attention to after-sales service, because that's the real test of a company. Get into the habit of meticulously documenting your interactions with companies. So when things, even before they start to go wrong, actually, who you spoke to, when you spoke to them, what they said, get as much in writing as possible, and if it's over the phone or whatever, take notes or record the conversation if you tech-savvy enough to do that. When things start to go wrong, document everything even more. Photograph, video, record. I'm always saying this. You can do it all with your smartphone. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, as someone likes to say. Even email the company in a calm but assertive tone. I'm a fan of Cesar Malone, the dog whisperer. The calm and assertive tone applies to humans as well when you're having issues with them. Say how you've been let down, what you want them to do to fix it, and by when. Don't be vague. Be very specific about what you're expecting from the company and how things are going to go. If the company won't do the right thing, and having made very sure that your gripe is legitimate, then you can hit social media with your story. And as long as it's true, and no, you are not entitled to a refund if you return a purchase, not unless it develops some kind of defect within 6 months. So as long as it's true and it's in the public interest, it's not defamation, so go for it. And do it calmly. Don't use capital letters, red ink, red thing, exactly. And, you know, 45 exclamation marks, preferably.
Calm. And
don't be hysterical. But even if you don't get justice, right, you'll be helping others to protect themselves, because when they do an internet search on that company, it's very likely that they will find your post. So that's my message for this Consumer Rights Day. Let's do it for ourselves.
Thank you.
We can.
Thank you, Wendy. Listen, if you want.
Rant over.
There's a lot there. So the blog will be on our website. Excuse me.
Yes, it will.
The blog will be on our website. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy, do it on her Facebook. Email options are there. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren.
Darren Moore, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.